setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us as we talk about you, specifically what you were born to do. Here's what we believe. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. So I'm here to coach you up so that you're making the income that you want and the impact that you want. That's right, money and meaning. It's possible. That's how you go from just being okay with a Monday morning or being miserable on a Monday morning. Can't wait for the weekend. You should be excited about the weekend because you've poured so much out that you just, oh man, little down time. So I could build myself back up, get ready for the fight that I love so much. This is what everybody longs for, and it's possible. It's not a myth. And some of you think you're in your dream job. You have no idea what your dream job is. The dream job is when you're using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you. It's going to change everything for you. When you're on purpose in your work, it changes your relationships. So, no matter who you are, if you don't know what you want to do, or you know what you want to do, but you know how to get there, or you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but family, finances, or past failures holding you back, we're here for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, I just want to start off today by encouraging you, those of you who aren't where you want to be, and I want to tell you something that you can do, something you can develop, a habit you can develop today, starting today, that will make you as successful as you could possibly be if you develop this habit. Because this is what all great successful men and women have developed, this habit. You ready? Here it is. Being grateful. Being grateful. Gratitude is the most highly effective habit. It leads to success because it keeps us in the game when the storms of life hit us, because they're going to hit us. Discouragement, rejection, failure, all the things, attacks. No matter how strong the storm is, if you can be grateful for where you are, grateful for opportunities you've had, opportunities you will have, grateful for people who have put you where you are so far, in the midst of those storms, gratitude is what keeps you grounded. It gives you that root system, a big old tree that's got deep, healthy roots, can't be blown over by the wind. It might lose a few limbs, but it's not going to be blown over. Gratitude is what keeps us grounded. And that's what truly successful men and women have figured out. They develop the muscle of gratitude. You know, one of my favorite visuals of this is a picture of a turtle on a fence post. And anybody with any brains can look at that turtle and know that turtle didn't get there by itself. Somebody put it there. And that's the concept. That's the idea. So I want to start the today show off by going, no matter where you are, whatever you're dealing with, because we all get down, we all get discouraged, it happens. Focus on what you're grateful for. It'll snap you out of it, keep you going. And I got to remind myself of that all the time. I'm not immune to it, and neither are you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's start it off today in Riverside, California, where Whitney joins us. Whitney, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking the call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I just need some advice about what I should do. My husband is getting really discouraged at work.
Yeah.
And we don't make a lot of money. We're only living off of his income. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of stressful.
Yeah.
We're living with my parents and we just had a baby. So,
oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So she's about 4 months and I'm staying at home with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell him that I think I, while I was pregnant, I told him that maybe I should go back to work when she's about 6 months or so.
Uh-huh.
And, he's pressuring me to go back sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of reluctant just because I didn't get to spend time with our first baby, like, I was working right away, and now I'm getting that time, and it's really helpful, and I'm able to breastfeed, and it's like, I'm feeling a lot more of the motherhood side of everything.
Sure.
Okay. And I'm reluctant to go back to work right away, but I know he's feeling discouraged. He's getting a little bit depressed, and I want to support him.
Okay.
But I just don't know what to do.
Well, based on everything you've just told me, if he were on the phone with me and you, I would say you going back to work is not the highest priority. It's not even the best strategy to deal with the money stress you guys are dealing with. Now, I know you want to get out of your parents' house. I'm sure he does. Okay. But the fact of the matter is you're safe right now, correct? I mean, you guys are, you've got shelter in the sense that, you know, they're not kicking you out right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So here's the deal. He's very discouraged and not motivated. We need to deal with that. Because the reality is, Whitney, is this is one of the best economies we've ever seen as it relates to jobs. So if he's not making enough money, okay, if that's part of his discouragement, if he's not doing work he enjoys, if that's part of his discouragement, we can fix that. And in some ways, him making more money will make him stand up a little straighter. It's not the total fix. But if he's not making a whole lot, we got to figure out, what does he want to do? What would he enjoy more? And how can we make more money doing it? That's the biggest issue. What is the big driver? We only have about 2 minutes or so. What's the biggest discouragement? What's causing him to be so discouraged?
I think just the day-to-day in his work life is not as fun as it used to be for him.
What's he do?
He's a retail manager for shoes, so he really loves shoes, buying shoes, reselling them, and now he's like working in a shoe store. So he liked that at first, but now it's been 5 years, and he hasn't been promoted very much. And they're promising him all these things, but they're not following through.
Got it. Okay. And so, what would be his dream job? Give me a 30-second answer or less. What do you think would be his dream job?
He's always dreamed of opening his own coffee shop.
Okay. So what does he make right now, salary-wise or hourly?
Hourly is $17.25.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got a lid on him right now in a shoe store. He likes messing around with shoes, you know, buying shoes, fixing them up, reselling them. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he used to a lot.
My point is that I think he needs to think about getting that going again just to kind of get his juices flowing again, right? So he's got some enjoyment again. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to get out of the shoe store and let's see if he can replace his $17 an hour job at a good coffee shop, a thriving one. I don't know what that looks like in California, to be honest. I don't know. But could he get in the coffee business, working for a roaster, making 17 or more per hour? Here's why I'm driving these ideas. If we can get him out of that soul-sucking lid that he's in the shoe store, and he's doing something in the coffee industry, he's got a dream one day of owning his own coffee shop. Well, the best way to get going on that is to get around people that are in the coffee business, right? And so he needs to look for job opportunities, making more. If it's $20 an hour, great. He's going to feel better about himself, and he feels like he's doing something more on purpose. Then he's doing the shoe thing on the side. You're not ready to go back, but encourage him on this tack. Have him listen to my show, and if he needs to, call me. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you enjoy Monday mornings again. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Yeah. Come on. Some of you out there are going, well, I don't enjoy Monday morning, but it's not that bad. Is that the life you want? I'm going to go with the not bad option. Oh, come on, folks. I'm going to push you. You know you were created to do something specific. You have talent. You have passion. You have a sense of mission. When those three elements are in alignment, people look at you and say, you were born for this, and I want to help you figure out what that is. I want you to do it and do it to your best. I want you to be great at it so that you can have a great impact. Oh, by the way, the great income will come with all of that. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's your show. 844-747-2577. Quick mention, the brand new book From Paycheck to Purpose is almost here. This was the book I haven't had. I have not had the deep dive in the seven stages. And now we do. Comes out November 9th. You can pre-order it right now at kencolman.com. Get all kinds of goodies if you pre-order it. You can also get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which walks through talent, passion, mission, gives you a detailed report. Plus, it fills out your purpose statement and shows you all kinds of professional possibilities. Folks, this tool, we're nearing tens of thousands of people bought it already early because you get that immediately. The book comes out November 9th. But I want to point out, we do have a live stream event for those who pre-order the book. Now we're opening it up to you folks. We've been talking about it for a few days. If you want to join us, the event is on the 11th, November 11th, 6:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, live here in Nashville. So if you would like to get a ticket for the Nashville Live Audit, it's very small, very intimate. It's going to be awesome. You can get that at kencolman.com. You can get the live stream event there, or it comes with the purchase of the book. So we'd love to see you here. If you're in the Nashville area, you'd love to join us. It's a Thursday night, November 11th, here at at Ramsey Solutions headquarters. So love for you to join us there. All right, let's get to the phones. Atlanta, Georgia is where we go next. Angel joins us there. Angel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Thanks. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm a little nervous, so be patient with me.
I will, and I understand, but you're doing great.
Well, the purpose of my call is a little direction here. I am currently working a position that, let's just say, I've hit a wall as far as in this industry, insurance industry. The position, it's a bit draining. So my focus on a dream job, It's a little difficult to pursue right now because my focus is on where is that next day job so that I can have that energy to focus on the dream job.
Okay. What is the dream job?
Well, I'm working on that, but my love and passion is in the area of, let's say that dream job would be to own my own boutique. I would love to have my own boutique.
Selling what?
I would right now I dabble in making floral arrangements. Mm-hmm. My boutique, I would love to have, I like apparel. I like a little bit of home decor. So I would definitely have to narrow it and start small, but those are my areas of interest.
Love that. Love that. And what is and you said you're in insurance right now in the day job?
Yes.
And how much do you make salary?
80 plus.
Oh, very nice. So that's a good salary. Do you have any debt?
I do.
How much?
Well, I have my home, my mortgage.
And outside of
my mortgage, I would say $15,000.
Okay. Well, how much more money would you be able to save a month if you paid off that $15,000 to help you fund this dream side hustle, which it needs to be a side hustle? So I'm trying to help you think about how we get there. So if you pay that $15,000 off in debt, how mm-hmm. much more would that free up for you every month to save?
I would say around closely to $1,000
a month.
Yeah, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a month. Yeah,
fantastic. Are you starting to see where that could add up pretty quick?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. What kind of debt is it?
Mostly, it's credit card.
Oh, okay, great. So you're making 80 plus and you're drained. The job's draining you.
Right.
Because you just can't stand it, right?
Right.
Okay. What if we changed our mindset to say this $80,000 insurance job, while it drains me because it's not the work that I love, it's not even close to the dream job, but it is allowing me the opportunity to pay off my debt and then save up the money I need to save up to start my side hustle and start doing the floral piece. And then I start making some money doing that. And I save every nickel that I make and I pour it right back into Angel's Boutique Inc., right? That's the company name I just gave you right now. For yeah, it's a terrible name, but it works for our phone call, right? And so we put every nickel in that. And so we build that up and we build that up and we build that up and we're going to no risk. We're going to just take it easy in the sense that we're not going to try to do shirts and robes and all the things that the ladies like in that shop. Cause I know exactly what that shop looks like because Stacy takes me in those shops. All right. So I can see it all. Right. And so we're going to slowly work our way into that. But that's what that process looks like. Oh, you got some notification there. It's very exciting. So the question is, are you single income? Is it just you?
Just me.
Okay. So, how much is that house worth?
Yeah. So it is like a townhouse, but right now probably sell it for about 180 to 190.
Okay. How much do you owe on it?
Roughly about $50,000.
See, I got to tell you something, Angel. I know I work for Ramsey Solutions, right? So I only talk about money when it needs to be talked about to further the dream. I think the fact that you've got $15,000 in credit cards and you got $50,000 left on this townhome, I think that becomes one of it's a dual focus. I think we get really serious about knocking those two things out because that's a game changer for you financially to be able to fast forward this boutique. And so I think you're going to get really serious about eliminating the debt and also start making a little bit of money on the side, cash flow your way through it, doing the flowers. Maybe you take on a job for somebody else and they pay you to learn how to do this business. I kind of like this strategy. You know, is there a local floral shop or another boutique that you frequented? You go in there and say, hey, I'm looking to pick up and tell them I'm paying off debt. And I got a dream of maybe doing this one day, but I need to pick up 15 or 20 hours a week. It's just you. And I know you're already mentally and emotionally exhausted by this draining job, but I think if you change your mindset and go, I love this job only because of what it's setting me up to do. And then I start doing 15 to 20 hours a week in this boutique space, maybe working on weekends, but you love it because you're doing flower arrangements and you're doing all the things. And not only are you getting extra money, which gets us out of debt faster, which then allows us to save up money to be able to really fund this side hustle, you're actually going to learn how to run your business. Someone else is paying you. And you're not just doing the work for this gal or whatever. You're also going, hey, how do you do your inventory? And what do you do this? And how do you decide what to charge for this bouquet versus this bouquet? Do you see where I'm going?
I do.
And before you know it, Angel, I got to tie a bow on this. You look up and realistically, the kind of money you're making with this new strategic side hustle I just told you, I think you're out of debt and you've saved up a really nice emergency fund and you're now cash flowing this side hustle. I think this is all happening in 2 years or less. But you got to decide how bad you want it. How bad do you want it, Angel? Because it's right there in front of you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Yeah, helping you see what it is that you were created to be. I think you see it. I think you've seen glimpses of it. And I think largely many times on this show, the Ken Coleman Show, you just need a sounding board. You know, I think people are just like, hey, Ken, I just want to run some stuff by you because I want to know if I'm nuts. Well, most of the time you're not. I've had a few. I remember a couple years ago we got a call. Alex, this was before you were the producer. This is a true. I to this day, I don't know if it was a real call, meaning I didn't know if it was a prank. Guy called, said he presented as I'm confused, not sure what I want to do with my life. I need some help coming up with it. So we went through the kind of the basics, talent, passion, mission. He gave me his answers. And he said, well, I said, but I think you've got an idea. What's your idea that you really would like to do if you knew you couldn't fail? And he goes, I kid you not. He said, well, I'm thinking about being a pet travel assistant. I said, I'm sorry? Because sometimes, you know, these calls, cell phones or whatever, I don't pick up everything. So I was like, okay, I leaned in. I'm sorry? Well, what did you say? He said, a pet travel concierge pet assistant. I said, I'm unfamiliar with this. I'm not trying to be silly. Can you explain? He said, yeah, I would take pets on vacation. I said, of course, I had to know more. So I dug deeper. I said, you mean that pet owners hire you to go on vacation with them to take care of the pets? Because I'm thinking, well, that it's a little luxurious, but it kind of makes sense. You want your pet with you, but you don't want to deal with the pet. He goes, no. He goes, people would pay me to take their pets on vacation. I kid you not. This is what he said. I said, oh. I said, well, and I redirected, and I basically did everything I could not to hang up on him because this cannot be an industry. I asked him. He was like, oh, no, people do it. I go, okay. All right. So there you go. That's one instance where somebody told me, and I thought, well, no, this is delusional. This is not real. And again, I don't know if he was just punking me. You never know these days. But I bit on the hook for a bit. I stayed with it for a little while. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Abilene, Texas. Robert joins us there. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Robert. What's up?
I'm in a field I love. I'm in an industry I love. I took an upper management job about 5 years ago. My question is, can your dream job turn into a nightmare? And should I consider leaving or even taking a step back in my career?
Yes and yes. So a dream job can absolutely turn into a nightmare. There's no question about it because of culture, specific people, leaders, absolutely. Circumstances can change. So yeah, this one job where it had all of the dream components can still be in your sweet spot, by the way, and it'd be a nightmare. You could still be doing a job where you use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to your mission. You can be in a job like that and it still turn into an absolute nightmare. So that leads to the second question you asked, which is, should I consider leaving? The answer is absolutely yes. Consider a way. In fact, we need to move from considering to searching. And we're looking. Okay. We're looking actively. Now, the third question you kind of threw in there, which was, should I consider going backwards? If it's the only option to get out of the nightmare, then yes. But I want to explore other options first. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what is the dream job? Minus all the stuff that's making it a nightmare. What is the dream job?
I manage a engineering department for a electric utility. My dream job is kind of to have my own electric system, be able to design it and advance it into the 21st century. And when I took on this job, that was kind of the opportunity that I felt like I had.
Okay, what changed?
I'm experiencing signs of, I guess, burnout. So the stress levels went up. Can't get anything done. A lot of internal conflicts within the organization. It's just what I was hired to do. I feel like I'm not able to do my job.
Yeah, and that's because of somebody above you.
Yes, and the team, the management team.
Right. Okay. So is it possible to do that somewhere else?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely it is. I'd start looking. And here's what you can't do. You cannot allow yourself to believe the lie that says, well, this is my one shot at doing it. I can't do it anywhere else. And so I'm just going to go backwards just to get my sanity. Because that's what that third question really was saying. I can't do it. I'm so mentally and emotionally frustrated in my current role that I'm even willing to just take a pay cut and go backwards in my career just to get out of this mess. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that because I think you're strong enough mentally and emotionally. If you can reset your mindset to go, okay, this isn't it. I thought it was it. It's very disappointing. You need to deal with all those emotions because it's disappointing. You were in some ways you feel betrayed, correct?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So that's tough stuff. So you need to acknowledge that. You feel like you were lied to, betrayed, whatever. So we need to acknowledge that. Okay. But the reality is that doesn't change your dream. Your dream is still as much as clear as it's ever been. That's the good news here. And so what we got to do is it's all about our focus. What do we focus on? The crap that was done to us, the crap that was piled up on us, or do we focus on achieving the dream and the opportunities that are going to lead us to that? Do you see the difference?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it's a focus issue. So start looking now. Do your homework this time. What kind of culture is it over there? You know? And then when you're applying, they're going, why are you coming over? You go, hey, look, I was brought on to do this. And then management kind of changed their priorities. It just was not an environment where we were to do that. And so that's okay. You never throw anybody under the bus and you just talk about, hey, here's why I'm over here. Cause I want to do this. And then I would also look to on this next move. Is this next move the ultimate move or is it the next move? And by that, I mean, if you can get doing this work for somebody else, learning how to do it, doing the thing you've always wanted to do, and then setting yourself up to maybe do it for yourself down the line. That's what I'm thinking. Make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, mine is I'm a young supervisor, and it's just the supervisory aspect of it that has really bogged me down. I almost feel like I failed at that.
Because you don't, yeah, it's not your jam. Leading people's not really your thing.
When it goes south, I really get joy out of seeing people succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But more of the maybe leadership aspect I enjoy, but the actual managing people, that's been a struggle.
Okay, that's fine. So that you go, you take that with you, and you now realize, okay, I can be in more of a leadership position, but day-to-day management, I need to limit that. But I would also say that you can get better at managing and leading. You really can. Like, that's a learned skill, and you can get better at that, and I think you should. But my point is this. Whether you want to own your own company down the line or not doesn't matter. That was just me throwing it out there. The fact of the matter is you're in a horrible culture now with horrible leadership. They're pathetic. They've not done what they said they were going to do. So you got to move on. And now you know what to look for. And you can do your research and talk to people who work at the next company or the next company or the next company and find out what's it like over there. Because you, unfortunately, I've heard this phone call too many times. And I'm going to unfortunately keep hearing it because of the awful state of leadership in America and around the world. It looks like a dream job. You get there and it actually is a nightmare. People don't leave companies. They leave leaders. But hey, there are good leaders out there. You know what to look for. Look for it, find it, and step into it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, continuing to help you get clear so you can get qualified. Continuing to help you get connected so you can get started. Continuing to help you get promoted so you can get the dream job and truly work and live like very few people on purpose. making that unique contribution that you were created to make. You're giving yourself away at that point. The income is there, and it's all about impact. The money's there. Now it's all about meaning. Meaningful work to you. 844-747-2577. So in order to do this, at some point, you're going to have to get in, right? Get started. And if you are clear, qualified, and connected, then you need to add a major tool to your tool belt, and that is ZipRecruiter. At ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, it takes you minutes to sign up a profile, attach your resume there, and they immediately become your recruiter, start pitching you actively to jobs that are a good fit for your profile. And they keep you up to date. This is great. They let you know when people or companies are looking at your profile, when companies like your profile, and then they allow companies to contact you directly. So this is the smartest way to get hired. It's not discouraging. It's energizing. You have nothing to lose because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no catch. It's free. Because ZipRecruiter wants talent, talent that's clear, and that's you, my audience. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go today. It's free. I don't know why you wouldn't. All right, back to the phones we go. 844-747-2577. Adrian joins us. Is this true? Paris, France? I love this. This is what the podcast of the show does. It just flattens the world. And I love this. Adrian joins us in Paris, France. Adrian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I am doing well, living the dream. What are you doing?
Great. I can say I'm living the dream.
Good.
In a way right now.
Okay.
Because I just got a new job that I will be starting in some weeks.
Oh, right. Congratulations. What are you going to be doing?
Thank you so much. So I will be working on environmental and social issues for an asset management company.
Great.
And I'm very excited.
It's good.
Definitely in my sweet spot. Definitely a great challenge.
Great.
A good step in my career. So I am super happy, super excited. However, I cannot avoid to feel like I'm an imposter. I guess imposter syndrome is a real thing, and I'm trying to prepare as much as I can, reading books, following tutorials online, etc. But I am afraid in a way, and I want your advice on how can I feel less like an imposter and work on having everything on my side to be successful in
sure.
this role.
Well, when someone tells me they have the imposter syndrome, it just is doubt. It's doubt and insecurity. I mean, that's just what it is. But you also said you were afraid. So you probably got a little bit of both in there. And so what we have to do is we have to see if there's actually a monster under the bed. Okay, I've got three kids. They're all teenagers now. But I can tell you that every one of them at some point, you're chuckling. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, they think there's a monster in their closet. Dad, there's a noise under the bed. And they're terrified and they can't sleep. And so what do I have to do? I got to flip the light on. I got to walk in the closet and reemerge intact. Or I have to crawl under the bed. They have to see me crawl under the bed and come back with my head attached to my shoulder. This is the only thing. And so what we got to do is the same thing here. So we got to talk about what you're most doubtful about. Why do you feel like an imposter? What are you insecure the most about? What do you doubt the most?
Well, let's say that I've had previous roles where I have not been in the right environment. Let's say toxic management. And so I've had some, I have these past experiences that come to mind when I project myself into the future. And so I don't want to repeat the same mistakes. So that's one. And
okay, hold on. I want to know. This is good. I'm glad. But what's a mistake that you made in the past that you're afraid of repeating?
Well, not getting along with my bosses, or let's say not being organized enough to accomplish the job to the right level of quality.
Okay. So have you learned from those past experiences?
Sure. Yes, definitely I have. I'm just afraid that I would stumble up on the same rock, you know.
Okay, but let's just say that you have a boss who has a bad day. You don't know what's going on. Seriously.
Sure.
Maybe their kid got into some trouble at school and they can't even think straight and they're stressed out of their mind and they take it out on you. Let's say they're a little grumpy or a little short with you or unfair, whatever. How are you going to react this time that you didn't do last time?
I'll try to be more empathetic, definitely, yeah. Yes.
So here's my point. What would have to be true for you to repeat the same mistakes you made before? What would have to be true? You don't have to answer it, but you got the, you see what's going
on?
Yeah. Like, think about it. You're chuckling right now because you realize, oh, this is very small to very slim to maybe zero chance I'm going to repeat those mistakes. Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, I hope so.
No. There's no hope so. I mean, be honest with me. What would you have to do? What mindset would you have to be in to repeat those exact same stumbles? Tell me.
Well, I guess I would have to. I don't want to victimize myself again, because sometimes I've done that in the past as well, and I want to feel like I'm a victim again if anything goes bad.
Good.
So I want to stand up for what I can do right, and for try to
upgrade
my skill set to this time, not commit the same errors.
Good. And so you know, I've got some weaknesses, or I didn't know how to do this organizationally. Now I've got the organizational skills, and I'm going to keep taking some training on it. I'm going to read books on organization. All these areas where I've been weak before, and if I've got a little bit of thin skin, I'm going to go see a counselor. And I'm going to tell the counselor, I tend to have thin skin and act like a victim when my boss is rude or whatever, because they're people too. Give me some tools to be able to overcome that in the moment. Come on, Adrian, you can do that, can't you?
Yes. Right, yes. And regarding discipline, okay, do you have any advice? Because sometimes I tend to procrastinate, and also that I'm afraid that I don't have the right discipline, you know?
Well, I can tell you at the heart of procrastination is the reason that you procrastinate or delay is always, to me, comes down to joy. I don't procrastinate the things I love to do. I procrastinate the things that are difficult for me, and I procrastinate on the things that I don't enjoy doing. So I would say I don't have talent in that area. They're difficult for me, and I have zero enjoyment in it. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
So I procrastinate on little things, clerical things, filling out forms, all that stuff, whereas my wife, she gets great joy out of checking things off the list. Me? I hate checklists, because checklists are full of things that I just don't want to do. Okay? I'm just owning it. No, I'm just owning it. I'm being real right now. Okay? So I got to figure out the why behind the procrastination. And then when I deal with the why, I go, oh, I'm just being immature. It's got to be done, man. It's got to be done. Step up and do it. Because it is those things that I don't want to do that allow me to be able to do what I love to do. So this comes down to discipline, and this comes down to seeing the big picture. Okay. Now here's the final question I've got for you. Do you have the talent to pull this job off?
I do. I know I do.
Yeah. Are you excited? Do you look forward to doing this work? You could say, I love this work.
I think, yes, I will love it. I definitely feel it.
Yeah. Do you need to win in this job to get the desired future that you long for?
Yes, I will win, yeah.
All right, then. So the losing isn't an option. Get your head up. So what? You got some mistakes in your past. Welcome to the human race, man. You got it? Adrian, you aren't damaged. You aren't damaged goods. You're a rock star, and you better start believing it, because you've got a great future ahead of you that requires you to forget the past and walk forward toward the future. You got this. And I got to get out of here. But before I do, to Adrian and everybody else, you do matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.